A second inquiry set up by the Victorian Labor government into last year's Hazelwood mine fire in Victoria's Latrobe Valley has found it's likely the fire contributed to up to 11 deaths in the valley. Not the fire itself, but its smoke, its toxic smoke. The first inquiry into the fire that burned for 45 days and covered the town of Morwell with ash stopped short of attributing any deaths to the fire. The report subsequently criticised the Department of Health for being defensive and dismissive of residents' concerns. Felicity Milner is the Director of Litigation with Environmental Justice Australia. She represented the community group Voices of the Valley throughout the inquiry, and she's with us now. Hello, Felicity.
Good morning.
Do you feel vindicated by this second report?
Well, I think our clients feel vindicated. They did lots of research and gathered lots of data about the possibility that more deaths were occurring as a result of the mine fire and the smoke that spread over the communities in the Latrobe Valley. And as you said, they were initially dismissed by the health department, who put out publications rather than telling everybody everything was okay, rather than seriously investigating the matter.
And who are these 11 victims and how did they die?
Well, the 11 victims aren't specific people, they're just statistics. All the inquiry was asked to look at was whether it was likely there was an increase in deaths, and that's what they found. And they found that using statistical data comparing the rate of deaths during and shortly after the fire compared with the same period of time in previous years.
As general as that, so it wasn't narrowed down to things like cardiopulmonary or, I don't know, lung-related diseases?
Yeah, that's right. So first of all, they looked at statistical data, and then they looked at some of the symptoms that presented to the ambulance and causes of death, and they did find that there was cardiopulmonary diseases and so forth, and that these were consistent with the large mine fire.
And what does this finding give legal rise to?
It doesn't specifically give legal rise to anything, but from our point of view, we think that those responsible for the fire need to be held accountable. There are Victorian government agencies that do have powers to take legal proceedings and prosecute the owners of the mine for the serious harm they've caused to the community. These are the Environment Protection Authority and also WorkSafe. So we think that these agencies, now that this report has been handed down and shown how serious the mine fire was, should be stepping up and taking action and thinking about prosecuting the operators of the mine.
But not prosecuting them for wrongful death, because there are up to 11 victims. It's just that no one really knows who they are. It's because the population had 11 deaths more than it would otherwise have had.
Well, that's right. They won't be prosecuting them for specific deaths. So it'll be the EPA can prosecute the coal mine fire for causing dangerous hazards and air pollution, and WorkSafe can take action for exposing communities to health risks. And obviously now that we've found that there was likely that there were deaths as a result of this fire, we can see that the health risks the community was exposed to were very serious. There may be in future some scope for legal action for individuals who can show that they died, or their families can show that they died as a result of the fire. I'm not saying that that's not possible, but as far as I'm aware, the evidence and that level of analysis hasn't happened yet.
And what should happen from the findings of this inquiry?
Well, as I said, we want the regulatory authorities to take this seriously, step up and take action. In addition, we think that this shows that Australia's laws need improving. We need better air pollution laws to keep communities safe from the dangerous effects of pollution. And we have some opportunities, the state governments have opportunities to improve our air pollution standards in a couple of weeks. So we'd be asking state environment ministers to take this very seriously and give Australians the standards for air quality that they deserve.
I was thinking more on the lines of things that could be done to prevent this fire, because once the fire started and they wanted to put it out, but it kept burning for 45 days, air pollution laws were by and by. The fire was dictating how much the air was polluted.
We think that there needs to be better laws so that there are better systems in place at sites across Australia. But in terms of preventing fire, the first inquiry considered that quite amount of detail, and the second inquiry is also looking at rehabilitation and managing fire risk. So it does appear that there is some progress being made in terms of making sure that this particular type of mine fire doesn't happen again.
And the company that owns the Hazelwood mine also has a mine in Italy where there was a fire?
Yes, that's right. So we recently commissioned two academics, Melanie Birkvic and Lauren Rickards, to do a report looking at comparing the two instances, the power station in Italy and the Hazelwood Mine Fire power station here in Victoria. The Italian power station didn't have a fire, but its ordinary everyday operations were emitting pollutants that were causing health impacts and deaths in its local community. So like in Morwell, it was located close to a town, and it was emitting things also like in Morwell, like sulfur dioxide into the community. And there was evidence that this was causing health impacts and deaths, and the Italian community took this to the regulatory authorities, who ultimately prosecuted the power station and ended up shutting it down. And the report compares the Italian regulatory response to the Victorian one, where we've seen that we've had a major environmental disaster. We've now seen that the coal mine fire caused deaths, and still the Australian regulatory authorities haven't taken any action.
Felicity Milner, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
She's the Director of Litigation with Environment Justice Australia, which scored this victory of sorts in relation to the second inquiry into the fire at Hazelwood, the Hazelwood mine fire, which covered so much of Morwell with ash and smoke.